Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like.
Greetings to you, our radio listening audience, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this morning, and we prepared a wonderful message for you again today to participate with us. We want to ask you to please, if you can, give us some feedback. Push the number one button on your phone. Push the number one, and then you will show up in our studio, and we will have you to make a comment or ask a question, and let us know what you think about the show and what the discussion that we're going to have is today, what it means to you. Today, our discussion will be Come Alive in the Word of God, Life is in God Consciousness. When a child is born, the first connection the child has is with God, not his mother. When the mother forgets God, the only connection the child has then is with God. This is why we see so many children lost and confused today, destroying themselves and destroying each other. The mother must teach a child to be God conscious. That she is not his God, that his father is not his God, and that he is not his God. She must teach him who God is and that his purpose on earth is to serve God and God only. So many children today are destroying themselves and destroying each other because they're not receiving the proper instructions from their mother, beginning with the mother. Paradise lies at the foot of the mother. So today's discussion, Imam Shahid Shabazz is going to discuss, will be on life is in God consciousness. And now I want to present to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We hope that everyone listening today, Muslim or non-Muslim, is having a wonderful day. All recognize that we are especially the greatest blessing we can have today is that we was blessed to be here again to ask forgiveness of our Creator and ask His mercy, because we understand that this world and this life that we're in is temporary, and that the real world and the real life is in the hereafter. And we know that we were put here by Allah, created to be tested. It's just like in school, you're tested. You want to pass your grade so you can move on. Well, in life, if you want to move on towards Allah, you have to pass the trials, the tests that He put on us every day. And He said the only ones who will pass those trials or tests are those who remember that in all their trials, they remember that Allah is Akbar, that Allah is greater than whatever I'm going through. Allah is greater. He have the power to bring me through as long as I trust Him, have faith in Allah, and recognize that Allah is all-powerful and Allah can't fail. And whatever He's sending me through is for my own good. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whatever a believer go through in this temporary material world, It's a trial to purify us. We must be purified because this world that we're in, Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this material world. With that said, I just want to open with that. Excuse me. Bear patient with me, if you will. We want to start off with prayer first and foremost of all. Now, we giving praise to Allah for blessing us to live to see another day and giving praise to Almighty Allah for blessing us to have human life and have an opportunity to share in His goodness and His glory in this world and the greatest in the next life where we will live forever with our Creator. And we start, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Al-Rahmanirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqeem, Sirata al-Ladheena An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim wa Dhalleen. Ameen. We said with the name of Allah, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, all praise be to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine alone aid do we seek. Your aid alone we seek, Allah. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Ameen. With that said, we say again, Assalamu alaikum, Allahu Akbar. Creator is greater than our everything that He created. Nothing is to be associated with Allah. In this talk, to stick with the topic of the talk, you see, life begins with God consciousness. The baby recognizes the creator that's creating that baby and before it recognizes his own mother. And in fact, the man imposes the act in which the baby is born with the sperm of the male. And then the process begins when the sperm reaches the ovary of the woman, and Allah is the one that begins to develop that child. In fact, He's the one that does everything, really, because He created our body in which we are procreate. So I've heard people say, well, first, I love my mother. Then some will say my father or my children. They'll have a list, a line of people that they say they love. But to be honest with you all, you might believe it or you might not believe it, and you might know it, you might not know it. The love that we are supposed to have is the love of Allah. In fact, Imam Waqiuddin Muhammad, my leading teacher, until Allah called him home, he taught us that the only way we can save our souls from ourselves is to love Allah and not yourself. Now, some of you might be wondering, well, what is he talking about? Well, you see, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said the greatest jihad or struggle we have is against ourselves. Why would he say that? Why would we love ourselves if ourselves is trying to take us to hell? Allah say all the bad that happens in the life of the human being come from ourselves. And He say all the good that happens in our life come from Allah, our Creator. So the problem in the world with the adults in particular is most adults love themselves, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and they don't love Allah. You cannot love Allah and yourself. All people, you've heard us in our Christian experience in this country say you can't serve two masters. And you know, basically, they were talking, and it's in the Bible. They were talking about God and Satan. Well, that's a mistake in the Bible. That's a more the confusion they put in the Bible to keep you ignorant of your true understanding and purpose that your real Creator created you. Should have said, you can't serve two masters, meaning this, that you can't serve Allah and yourself. because Satan cannot even influence the human being to do any wrong, because that's all he is, an instigator. He influences us if we are open to his influence. How are we open to the influence of the devil or the jinn, the Satan? We're open to him when we are into ourselves. We forget Allah, and it's all about ourselves. And then we become like him. That's how he got excommunicated out of Jannah, our paradise, heaven of Allah, the heaven of Allah. You see? He thought it was about himself. Allah had a plan. Allah told him about the plan, all the angels. And he rose up and said, I cannot submit to your plan. I don't believe your plan is going to work. Now, he, Allah, the one that cannot make no mistakes, that knows everything, he's perfect in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding surpasses all his creation. And this fool, foolish angel, rose up and said, I can't accept your plan. I don't think it's going to work. When we get like that, it's all about I. And you notice this angel's name was Iblis. So the first letter of his name started with an I. So whenever we deal with I, we're dealing with not Allah, we're dealing with ourselves, our false self, that part of us that is ungodly, that leads us into all evil and all sin. So saying paradise lies at the foot of the mother simply means this. It is women who birth all human life. And by her birthing human life, she's not just giving birth to a body, but that woman is giving birth to a mind and a soul. That's why I said paradise lies at the feet of the mother, because that woman, she is to teach that child that, listen, as the co-host said, you're not just a body. She feeds the child from her breast. She feeds and nourishes that child like Allah is the nourisher. She sustains that child. Wash that child, clean that child. That child can't do nothing for itself. It can't wash itself. It can't eat. The mother, is she's not a god, but she's like God is to us. Allah is to the human being. We can't do anything without Allah if we only but knew. That mother, she is supposed to teach that child that first you have a god. My mother taught me, she said, son, and all the children, one day I may not be here, and y'all going to have to live in this world, and y'all going to have to seek the guidance of God, because I won't be able to teach you right from wrong, but God is always with you. He's in you. You don't have to be a part of a religion. God is everywhere. My mother talks to God everywhere. Because Allah is everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. So she taught us the steps and stages, gave us a foundation so that even if we went wrong, we had hope to come back to Allah. She said, you must know Allah. She said that. She said, you must. She said, God, but God is Allah. Allah means one God, one creator for everybody. She said, you must know Allah. And she said, you must know you're not just a body, so you're not to just look at your body. You're not just to think that you're an animal and you're supposed to eat and sleep, but you have a higher purpose in life. She said, you have a mind, and by you being able to think, in your thinking, you can distinguish right from wrong. But she said also this, to complete this process, she said, there is a God. And he is all good. And in order to know what is right from wrong, you have to follow his will, his guidance. You have to obey his will. Now, this is what my mother taught me. So paradise surely lied at the foot of my mother. That's why when Islam came to me by my brother, he introduced me to Al-Islam. I automatically accepted because it was what my mother had raised me at home with. It was my foundation. And I went astray. And I've done a lot of wrong things, not to hurt nobody, but hurt myself. But in the process of me hurting myself, I was still hurting others because we are examples for one another. And if someone see you doing wrong, you influence them, especially a child. So that's why it's so very important for us as adults, in especially in the African-American race, because we're in the worst shape of all human beings in the human race in terms of morality, in terms of self-destruction. We need to bring back in our race good role models. Good role models mean godly role models, like Prophet Muhammad was the role model for all Muslims as witnesses of the life our Creator Allah want us to live. Allah says in the Quran, His final revelation, that His Prophet Muhammad is a witness, a shaheed, for all Muslims in the world, that all Muslims should be shaheeds for humanity, the rest of the people in the world. And shaheeds is witnesses of Allah. And when you witness for Allah, you don't even really necessarily have to talk. Your conduct witness that you're a believer in Allah, like Prophet Muhammad. Life, conduct was a witness that he was a godly man even before he received the revelation of Allah. He was called El Amin, the trusted one, or the trustworthy one. Also, Prophet Muhammad was said, and I'll conclude because the show might be short, his wife, Aisha, one of his wives, radiallahu anhu, said that he was a walking Quran. So if we practice Islam today in the 21st century, as Prophet Muhammad did and his followers in the 14th century, we would get the same success. We would see a swift change of this world transforming back to the God, the world, the just world Allah created it for. Allah says in the Quran, He created the world for justice and righteousness, not for evil, not for selfishness. And in my conclusion, Allah says you can't be a true believer in Him until you gain mastery over yourself and until you want for your brother what you want for yourself, not in word, but in word and deed. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shema, teaching on come alive in the word of God. Life is in God's consciousness. And he's doing a great job. He wants to thank you, our radio listening audience. I see quite a few people who have joined us today. And we want to thank all of you for joining us. And as I said again, we pray that you will also participate and give us some feedback. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Jamal, The Reality of the Creator. Oh, it comes every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Please pass the word on if you're enjoying the show. And if you're not, let us know. Let us know. That's what we're here for. This is a discussion. It's not just Imam Shahid and Ismail Abdullah. It's the show is for you and not just for us. So it is really your show. We want to hear from you. We need to hear from you so we can know what we need to do to improve on the show are to bring to you the information, the knowledge that you are seeking. Our first guest I see here today has been with us since the show came on, and that's 202-905-7050 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you don't have to participate and give us any feedback. You can at any time. You might not be ready now, some of you. You might want to wait for a minute and just hear more of the teachings and discussion of Imam Shahid Shabazz first and just get your thoughts together. I know I'm not one to speak out. Quickly, I've always been one to be in the background. It's amazing I'm speaking as I do now. You don't have to unless you want to, but we'd love to have some feedback from you. Let's go on to the next number that I see here, which is 202-250-4997 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Can you hear us?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Aisha Tiyate. I'm calling from Maryland. So it's from Maryland. And I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the program, and I thank you for the message. Can you hear me, sister?
Thank
Hello?
You very much, sister. Yes, continue
okay.
to listen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are so thankful to have you with us this morning. Thank Allah for just blessing you to be here, and we pray that you will receive some inspiration from it and some knowledge and wisdom that you can take back and share with others, and that will help your day to be a better day.
Absolutely.
All right.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. And we want to go on now to another number I see here, which is 563-2136023. Could you give us your name and tell us who you're calling from? Most of our listeners today, they just want to do that, is to listen. I see that we're not getting that many comments right now. And the last one, I believe, is the 704 number. I know a lot of you haven't been on that long, so you might not want to just say anything right now. And that's fine. That's fine. So we want you to just sit back, relax, and listen, and enjoy the show. If the 704 doesn't have anything to say, we'll go on and return. Remind you again that you are listening to, for those of you who came in late especially, you are listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And it comes from every Sunday.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Janaki Abdullah. This is my first time listening to the show, and I heard Imam Shahid Shabazz refer to Iblis as an angel, and I was taught that he was a jinn, so I would like him to explain that, please.
I would like to hear that, what you asked again before I explain, because I didn't quite understand what you were saying, sister. You said
I said that Iblis was an angel, and I thought that he was a jinn over the angels, among the angels.
Well, you know, if you go deeper in your study of Islam, was a jinn, but he was also an angel. Now, Allah says in my explanation that he created the jinns and the human being to serve him. So the jinn, Iblis was a servant of Allah. He created them, he said, out of the wind of a scorching fire with no smoke. Okay, we know that. We understand that. But what I was saying is this. It says if you read in the Quran, I'm reading the Quran right, looking at the Quran as I talk, you will see if anybody tops here, translating it from the pure Arabic, perfect Arabic of Allah, into any language, you will understand that the jinns were servants of Allah too. And also in the Quran, to give some tafsir on that, he says the prophet Ibrahim, he had jinns working with him, doing the will of Allah. And it says also in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Prophet Muhammad, with the help of Allah, through his obedience to Allah, he was blessed to gain control over his jinn. So even we as human beings have a jinn nature, and we also have an angelic nature as human beings. And everybody don't have the same understanding. Now, what am I talking about? Allah says when we, the believer, obey his will, not our own will, or nobody else's, he raises us, ranks us in spiritual degree a little higher than his angel. But this is what I was talking about when I was speaking about the angel, Iblis. Iblis was, it's in the Quran, it's not my words, it says that he was an angel. He was a jinn. He was a jinn, and he became a jinn, really, after Allah created him. But he was a good jinn in terms of following the will of Allah. And there was other jinns, too. But they followed Allah. But when they rebelled against Allah, then he became evil jinn. We have a jinn. And as I said, as humans, and we can conform, we can work on our deen, practice our deen, not talk it, and we can conform our jinn, which is doing what we want to do, which is all wrong. It's all wrong. We can conform our jinn by submitting to the will of Allah, to a mukmin. And I'm going to speak on the surah al-mukminun in just a little bit. But that is what I was talking about, sister.
Okay. All right. Thank you, because this morning you stressed the point that the angels do not disobey Allah.
No, the angels, no. The angels did not disobey Allah. The jinns disobeyed and refused to obey Allah. That nature of the jinn, the jinn, Allah did create the jinn, but the jinns were obedient, and the jinns rebelled against Allah's plan to create man, humans, when they became evil spirits, evil jinns, and they was cast out of Jannah. That's my understanding. If I need correcting, I stand to be corrected. I don't know everything.
But thank you, brother.
You're quite welcome. I hope the answer was satisfactory. If not, then maybe you can go to another scholar or a sheikh, and they can give you even a more clearer understanding. But that, as far as I can understand it, Allah bless me.
And can I ask another question?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
In regard to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, I think the Quran says he is the perfect model of conduct for anybody who believes in God in the last day.
Correct.
Christians, Jews, Muslims, anybody who believes in God in the last day.
Correct.
Okay.
I think I said that. But I mean, I'm glad you said it in your way. But
yes,
I'm quite sure I did say that. I know I said that by saying that Prophet Muhammad is the witness for the Muslims, and Allah says this in the Quran, and he say we the Muslims ought to be witnesses of his truth and the life he created for us, for anybody who believes in Allah in the last day. Prophet Muhammad is not here. He's not here. But the believers are here, so we're supposed to live the life that he lived so that we can call people to the way of Al-Islam through our conduct. You know, we are supposed to be shaheeds, witnesses of Allah's truth in the Quran, as he was when he was here 14 centuries ago. This is what Allah says in the Quran.
Imam Shaheed Shabazz, I don't mean to cut you short, but today
okay.
We only have half an hour, and we only have a minute now left and about 5 seconds. So we need to close out. Would you give us a prayer? And thank you, the participating audience, for joining us during this short time that we had today.
Yes, I didn't know how much time we had. I didn't know we had that little time today. We'll give a prayer. We pray this prayer here. Your God is one God. As to those who believe not in the hereafter, their hearts refuse to know, and they are arrogant. Undoubtedly, Allah don't know what they conceal and what they reveal. Truly, verily, Allah loveth not the arrogant. Ameen.
Thank you for joining us, all of you, our radio listening audience. Please come and join us next Sunday. It could be longer. Today, we must close out. Now, we've only given 30 minutes for our show today. And we're so glad that you could come on and join us.